remember how much. I know what you put in it, but I can't remember how much each one. But she put syrup and eggs and buttermilk and cornmeal and maybe just about a tablespoon of flour. Yes, ma'am. And a little baking soda.
Yeah, to make it rise.
Mm-hmm. And it was good, especially with fresh buttermilk.
Now, you mentioned cornbread. How was that made?
Well, we made ours just plain and baked it on top of the stove just by making it up, put some salt in. A lot of people don't put salt in, but I don't like it that salt in. And just bake it in a flat griddle called hoe cake bread.
Okay.
My little grandson calls it flat bread. His mother, she works and she don't just take a little long to make it like that. She just usually makes hers up and makes muffins and puts them in the oven because it's really needed done, and he comes over here and he'll say, I mean, you've got any flat bread, because of hoe cake bread for flat bread, but I like flat bread. That's not really what it's called. I just call it hoe cake bread.
Yeah. Would folks ever just make that up kind of just cornmeal, salt, and water, something like that?
Yeah, that's what it's made. You just put some salt and water in it. And mix it up till it'll pour out, well, now some folks don't well like it too thin, but if you want your bread real thin, which my oldest son does, he likes it thin, and he calls it lacy around the edge whenever you have the grease in the pan, when you pour it in and around the edge, it'll be thin enough, it'll pop up, and there'll be little holes all around the edge, he calls it lacy bread. And he likes that kind of bread. His wife teases him when he comes down here. He lives in Charleston, South Carolina. And when they come down here, they carry him some meal back with them, because they say they can't buy that kind up there. They won't cook that kind of bread that they have up there. And she said, when he's a good boy, I cook him some bread, but when he's a bad boy, I won't cook him none.
They used to put parts of the hog in with it, didn't they? Parts of the, when you kill the hog, you ever mix up part of it up with cornmeal and make up?
You told about crusted bread, probably.
Yeah, but did you ever see they would take part of the meat from the head of the hog and mix that up with cornmeal? Or?
No, I never have. They always made sauce out of the head and the feet, yeah.
No, what you do is you dry out the
fat and have crackers and put that in with the meal and make cracking bread.
Did you ever take the liver and make any out of that? Cook it up and slice it and fry it or something? Like a hat and some sort of liver mashed
In fact, I've had some of that about 2 or 3 times since I've been sick. I didn't have no appetite and I lost. Well, I don't know how many pounds I lost after I got sick.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I gained 15 pounds out back when I went to the doctor, or since I come out of the hospital.
Yeah.
And my sister she stewed some liver and spare ribs together and sent me while I was staying at my daughter's after I come out of the hospital. And it seemed like that was better than anything I had eaten. And they fixed me some 2 or 3 times since then.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is good.
I've heard of people taking the blood of the hog and using that. Did you ever?
No, I've never done that. I don't want no blood. We had a neighbor a long time ago that made something of that out of the blood, but it just never made me sick to think about it. I would never try it.
Now, some people would take the inside part of